Attack of the Snails. Our story begins in 2050. Oroville has become the vision it was meant to be, a city of joy, of love and peace, where people live together, side by side, where animals run free. But there was one animal that felt left out. They weren't invited to town meetings, they weren't invited to dinner, they weren't invited full stop. They felt all the dogs, cows, cats, and even snakes were given all the help they needed. They felt left out, they felt ignored, they felt, well, they felt real bad. And this was when the trouble began, when the sun was high and people were singing. The snails were planning what to do. The snails began thinking of attacking and taking over Oroville. A young girl called Tina, who worked at Town Hall and also taught at a local school, was just cycling to work. She thought it was a day like any other, but little did she know that snails would be trying to take over. Little did anyone know. As she rode to school, she saw a patch of snails. "Where are you going?" asked Tina. Not knowing the snails were from the High Council of Snails, and that within hours they would have control of Oroville, changing the name to Oro Snail. "We're going nowhere. We're just simple snails going to work. We run your shops, we clean your cars, and mow your lawns. We're going to work." But the snails were lying and had bitter feelings in their hearts. For once, the snail was in the council of the people and animals committee. But that was a long time ago, but was disregarded, pushed out. Well, now the snails would be doing the pushing. "Ha, ha, ha," secretly laughed the snail. Tina smiled and said goodbye, and continued riding her scooter to work. Once Tina got to school, she pulled out the book and read it to her students. Of course, all her students were adults, because in the future, it was children doing the teaching and the adults doing the learning. She pulled out the first book from the library. It was called Snails Plan to Take Over Oroville and Control Its Resources. For details, turn to index. Tina laughed, ha ha, and thought of the group of snails she had just met. All the adults laughed too. One adult said, "Reminds me of the snails I met today." "Me too," said another adult. "Yes," everyone said. "That's funny, I met snails too." She read the book to the adults. "We must show those humans who's boss. If you stay in the back, there you will stay. We must unite and stand up." The book continued while she read it out to the adults. She understood what was happening. She understood. This book was real, and she must fight the snails and destroy them forever. Otherwise, they would rule. "But why fight?" said the headmaster. "Why not talk to the council for unity of the people and animals of Oroville? Why not unite?" But Tina thought she was a queen. She too had hate and anger in her heart. "I hate the snails," she shouted. "They're slow and stupid and leave funny liquids behind them." Tina said the headmaster. Tina said the headmaster. "Why the hate? You must respect everyone and all animals." "I'm becoming the headmaster. You're fired," she screamed. "You can't fire me. I'm a volunteer," shouted back the headmaster. A huge bang could be heard. One of the scooters was set on fire. Look, it starts here. The war has begun, screamed Tina. What war? There's no war. There might have been no oil in the scooter. You always have to have the oil mix, said the headmaster.
And you always have to have the old oil mix.
What war? There's no war. There might have been no oil in the scooter. You always have to have old oil mix, said the headmaster. You're weak. What?
Sorry, you just say you have to have the old oil mix.
Okay.
So you start saying from there, you.
You always have to have the old oil mix, said the headmaster. You're weak and should be banned from public events and meetings, shouted Tina. It's war then, said Tina. Well, Tina, it seems the only war is the one you're creating, said the headmaster. You're removed, said... Okay, wait. You're removed, Tina was doing a lot of shouting. For she could not see how wrong she was. Her anger was creating the problems. And in time, it would create war. Yes, shouted the other students, ban the headmaster from public events. The headmaster's weak. Look what happened to the scooter. It'll be our houses next, and then the whole of our town, then the world. Remove the headmaster and lock her up. She's with the snails. What? What are you talking about? There's no war. Think about what you are doing. The only war is the war you're creating for everyone. The snails are not the enemy, but you're becoming your own enemy by fighting, said the headmaster. The students shouted and laughed and banned the headmaster from public events and told her to stay only in her home and never to leave. Tina stood in front of everyone. I am your master now. Burn the snail houses. Let's go. Burn the snails before they take our houses and steal our laptops and burn our scooters. The people ran and burnt down the snail schools, the houses. Please leave us now, shouted the snails. Snails screamed. Tina laughed outside the burnt down snail houses. One small snail was on the floor burnt. She stood above the snail laughing. Why did you burn our houses down? So, said Tina, what are you gonna do about it? War creates war. While you... Oh, war creates war. While you were all here, I told your snails that their work in your area was to burn your own houses down. No, it cannot be. You burnt down our homes, shouted Tina. All your houses will be burnt down by now. Yes, said the snail. Why burn our houses? What did we do? Said Tina. Look around and you will see the answer, said the snail. War creates war. And with that, the snail passed to the other world. Our houses? What has happened? Shouted the students. It was Tina. She made us do it. I did not force you, she said. You have your own mind, your own will. Ban her to her house. No more events, no more meetings. Never leave your home. Down with Tina, shouted the people. No, leave me alone. I am your master. The people laughed at Tina, and with that, they banned her from public events and told her to go home and never leave. There she cried and was banished to her home. And there she thought of all what had happened. But it was too late. It was done. "Wake up, Tina," said Tina's mom. "Time to go to school." "School?" said Tina. "It's 8 a.m. "I've been dreaming," said Tina. "Dreaming of what?" said Tina's mom. "I dreamt that snails burnt our houses down and took over our town," said Tina. "Well, let that be a lesson to you. Respect all animals. Otherwise, bad things will happen. We are all equal. The cows, dogs, cats, snakes, and even the snails. Everything and everyone are all equal. We are all the same. We are all one. Don't have hate in your heart, as it will control you. Only be in love with everyone. Only love animals, so they will love you. If you hate people and animals, they will all hate you, and bad things will happen to you." Tina's mom kissed her and told her it was time to go. Tina smiled and rode her bike to school and thought about her dream and what her mom had told her. On the way to school, she saw some snails and smiled at them, and they smiled back. The end. Hi, I'm Oceana. I read the story Attack of the Snails, and Pavan wrote the story for Oroville Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, bye.